Musician Greg Allman, founding member of the Allman Brothers Band, has died at age 69. He passed away at his home in Savannah, Georgia, after battling liver cancer and other health problems. He had a major role in defining the southern rock of the 1970s. And in this appreciation, NPR's Felix Contreras says Greg Allman was haunted by a loss that fueled some of the most memorable music of that era.
Greg Allman had one of the most recognizable voices of his generation. He and his older brother Dwayne were born in Nashville and raised in northern Florida. They were children of the South, with its mix of country, blues, soul, and gospel, which they heard on the radio and in the air. Greg Allman's voice reflected all of those influences, says Alan Light, the co-author of Greg Allman's autobiography, My Cross to Bear.
Growing up in the South at that time, there was a proximity to a lot of different kinds of music. There were different influences that enabled you to draw on a spectrum of different sounds and different emotions that in other regions of the country, you know, you just wouldn't have been exposed to in the same way.
Greg was just 1 year younger than Dwayne, and they formed a close-knit bond after their father was murdered when Greg was just 2 years old. In his autobiography, Greg says the brothers were inseparable and formed various bands as teenagers. But when Dwayne left behind a lucrative gig as a session musician, he called his younger brother to join a band with two lead guitarists and two drummers. Then, a collection of friends and former bandmates coalesced into the Allman Brothers Band and a first album in 1969.
You know, he was always so careful, and it was such a priority to him to say that the vision for the music of the Allman Brothers came from his brother, that Dwayne had an idea for this band. He could see something that nobody else, you know, that Greg couldn't see. And it took sitting down in the room and seeing the caliber of those players and the chemistry between them for him to see what it was that Dwayne was talking about.
The band's music has been labeled Southern Rock, given the band's home base in Macon, Georgia, but it was much more than that. There were lengthy musical explorations that reflected the discipline and dynamics of classical music, the passion of soul, and the improvisational spirit of jazz. And Greg Allman's contribution was his singing, his songwriting, and his chops on the Hammond organ. The Allman Brothers Band history offstage was a bit of a rock and roll soap opera. They experienced the deaths of both Dwayne Allman and bassist Barry Oakley within a year of each other. There was substance and alcohol abuse among band members, the pressures of constant touring, strained relationships, banishments, illnesses, breakups, reunions. And Greg Allman was self-admittedly no angel, but his biographer Alan Light says a sense of mortality and loss haunted him and fueled his most powerful writing.
In his house, there were framed notes from Dwayne, you know, hung on the walls. You know, he surrounded himself with reminders of his family and of that loss. And yeah, to get up every night and play in the Allman Brothers Band when you're the Allman Brother who's still there and the other Allman Brother isn't is a perpetual reminder of that loss. Just one more morning.
While Greg Allman's death closes a chapter on rock and roll history, perhaps it also means that the Allman Brothers are once again making music together. Felix Contreras, NPR News. When I want